KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies, and it's 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 63, winds north at 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight to low of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A two-time former director of the Iowa Department of Human Services has died. The announcement of the death of Charles Palmer was made Sunday. Palmer was chosen to head the massive state agency twice by former Governor Terry Branstad. He served as the DHS director from 1989 to 99 and again from 2011 until his retirement in 2017. Before those years, Palmer served as administrator of the Division of Mental Health. Current DHS Director Kelly Garcia remembered him as a great public servant, a leader, and a friend. Iowa City Police have said the Ad Hoc Truth and Reconciliation Commission chair was arrested shortly after the group's meeting last Thursday. An Iowa City Police officer noticed Commission Chair Mohammed Traore and knew he had an active warrant for his arrest related to a 2019 second offense operating while intoxicated charge. The city notes the officers acted under the law but acknowledged the situation could have been addressed in a more private manner, removed from the context of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission meeting. The commission's website says the city council established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to bear witness to the truth of racial injustice in Iowa City and to carry out restorative justice through the collection of testimony and public hearings. John Deere could be setting the stage for claiming an impasse in negotiations with the United Auto Workers after a company official called the latest tentative agreement Deere's best and final offer. The proposal includes an immediate 10% raise and kept the pension program available to new workers. It was rejected by union members in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas this week, with just 45% voting in favor. Paul Iverson at the University of Iowa Labor Center said Deere's statement shows the company shifting toward a more public negotiating strategy. And he says that this after the second offer was turned down, it seemed like they were gone on a media blitz to try and turn public sentiment in their favor. Iverson says it's very clear the community support the workers and support the strike. The rejected agreement would have increased wages by $6 to $9 per hour over time and offered greater retirement payments. Iverson said it was a stronger deal, but he said the workers are pushing for more to restore previous cuts and take advantage of Deere's record profits. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Creston complained about pain and possible injuries following an accident late Saturday morning, but she was not treated at the scene nor transported to the hospital. According to Creston police, a 2012 GMC Terrain SUV driven by 87-year-old Donna Wood Harvey of Creston was traveling west on Bureau Street at around 11:45 a.m. Saturday when Harvey failed to stop at the stop sign located at the intersection of Jefferson Street. Her SUV struck a northbound 2016 Chevy Equinox driven by 75-year-old Linda Ray Huffman of Creston. Huffman complained of pain afterward. In the officer's report, he noted Harvey seemed unaware of the circumstances and should probably not be driving a motor vehicle. He recommended that she be re-examined for her driver's license eligibility and stated that her family also believed she should not continue driving. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,000 altogether. The Page County Sheriff's Office on Sunday said Page County deputies on Saturday arrested 42-year-old Jennifer Kristen Bond Rush. She was arrested at an apartment in the 900 block of South 27th Street on an active Page County warrant for violation of probation. The cash or surety bond for Rush was set at $1,000. And on Friday, November 5th, Page County deputies arrested 45-year-old Timothy Lee Young in the Page County Magistrate's courtroom. Young was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. His cash or surety bond was set at $300. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say a 2016 Honda Utility Terrain Vehicle, or UTV, with five passengers on board and driven by a 14-year-old from Marengo, was traveling through a field in eastern Iowa Saturday evening when the machine rolled over. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 15-year-old backseat passenger in the machine was injured. The teen was from Parnell. The injured party was transported by ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospital. A report on their injuries was not available, and there were no other injuries reported. The accident happened northwest of Keswick at around 6:15 p.m. The incident remains under investigation, and again, no names were released. A man is dead after a farm accident in northeastern Iowa. Fayette County deputies responded to a 911 call last Thursday afternoon and found 38-year-old Evan Pape of Luwana pinned between a corn wagon and his service truck in a cornfield near the town of Claremont. The sheriff's department said in a posting on their Facebook page that he was pronounced dead at the scene. No other information was released. And a series of classes are underway in Northeast Iowa that focus on chronic wasting disease in deer. Iowa State University wildlife specialist Adam Janke is the leading program, called CWD Ambassadors.
What we hope with CWD Ambassadors is that we'll train up some people that are connected in their community as hunters or landowners or community leaders to sort of understand the complex science of chronic wasting disease.
Janke says the ambassadors can share their knowledge once they finish the program.
And then help us being professional wildlife biologists with the Iowa DNR, Iowa State University Extension, and other entities involved in managing CWD, spread the word about the science-based management of the disease and why it is that we really need everybody to help out, remain vigilant, and do a couple of key behaviors that will reduce the abundance and distribution of the disease in Iowa's deer herds.
CWD is always fatal to deer and has been found in 10 of Iowa's 99 counties. Janke says they hope to keep the spread limited.
By doing things like avoiding conditions that concentrate deer, so like mineral supplements or artificial feeding concentrate deer in narrow place in certain places, and that creates conditions favorable for spreading chronic wasting disease.
The CWD ambassador training is starting in Northeast Iowa because those are the counties where the state has seen the most positive CWD cases. The classes are taking place in Waukon throughout this month. You can read more on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.